Hello again, and welcome back to the Showing Up to Your Life podcast and YouTube channel. My name is Art Burns, and yes, I am excited to be here with you today. I have so much exciting things to share with you, so many exciting things to share with you. I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you, but actually I do. I want to start with, first of all, reminding you all that I am going to be, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to talk a lot about anger, all right? You know, it's come to my understanding and my realization that that for a long time I've been working in the space of stress reduction, right? And you know, stress is a very, very powerful thing that we all, you know, everybody on some level experiences stress. It's part of life, you know. But chronic stress is something that really becomes very disabling for people. It becomes something that not only does it interfere with and get in the way of our ability to just live our life on our terms, but it actually causes health problems, like serious health problems, right? And so anger is a lot like that as well, right? And I've realized, I've come to the understanding and the determination that, you know, that it's not just stress, right? And, you know, stress is, again, something that everybody feels on some level, right? But anger, you know, those of you out there who are predisposed to anger, you know that it's a little different, right? There's something a little bit more personalized. There's something a little bit more, close to the anger, right? There's something that's, like stress, you know, anger is always there. It's like it's sitting like right behind you, ready to jump out of its chair at any moment and interfere in whatever's going on, you know? And so it's come to my realization that I have some stories to tell, you know, as I've told you here before many times, and I'm preparing a pretty big video that I'm going to share in the next couple of days. That's going to really tell a very raw and tender and very, very difficult story about my own anger. But that's one of just so many, right? And I'm sure that, again, if I'm talking to you, if you're hearing what I'm saying about anger, you know, if you feel that you have, you know, some anger in you as well, you know, on a chronic level, then you've probably got a lot of stories to tell too. Right. And so I want to tell you all about a couple of things before I share. I have a story to tell you today that's going to really kind of illustrate how acceptance comes into the whole process of anger. And I'm really excited to share that story with you now. But before I do that, I want to make a couple of announcements. OK, so first of all, I am starting a new program that's going to be really geared towards people who are struggling with anger. Right. And not just the people who are struggling with anger. I was just on the phone on a Zoom meeting with my personal coach, and she brought up a really interesting point, and this is a really interesting and very valid point, but it's not just for the people who are experiencing anger, but even if you are in a marriage or even a friendship or a partnership of any kind with somebody who has a strong proclivity towards anger, well, then you're suffering in a way that is very specific and very unique. And the more you understand about how anger works and about how it's impacting the person who you live with or you work with or you're friends with or whatever that connection is, the more you understand about how anger works and about how it impacts this person's body or any person's body, the more you're going to be able to navigate the ups and downs of this relationship. And I know that there's plenty of ups and downs, right? In fact, there's probably some really deep downs that are offset by some wonderful, you know, because the thing about anger, right, which is makes it a little different from stress, right, is that people who feel anger, they also have a lot of passion. Right? Like that's we feel very strongly, you know, the people who are like me and like maybe you or your partner, you know, that we feel things deeply, right? And that can be, you know, you feel love very deeply, right? You feel excitement very deeply. You feel enthusiasm very deeply, right? But you also feel anger very deeply. right? And so the people who are out there who experience this, you know, they're capable of really amazing times. And oftentimes the person, and they say this a lot about people with depression, like you look at people like Robin Williams and the various actors and you know, the chef guy, I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but a lot of famous people who have committed suicide in the light of you know, as a result of their depression, you know, they're the people who we think are the funniest people in the world. They feel like they're, you know, it seems like they're always, you know, on, and they have all these fantastic, really successful lives, right? Well, anger's a lot like that too, right? We tend to hide it, right? We tend to work with it, right? Until it comes erupting out of us, you know? So there's lots of, you know, lots of help that I can give you for this, okay? Because I have walked this walk, right? And so anyway, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to launch this course, right? And again, it's not just for those of you who are experiencing anger, but it's those of you who experience the people who experience anger too, okay? So that course is going to start in about probably 3 weeks from today, okay? Or, well, it's going to be on Sundays, right? Because I feel that Sundays are a day where, you know, everybody can kind of, you know, be more available, right? And, you know, won't conflict with work schedules, and, you know, you might rearrange Sunday dinner or something. You know, that's the only sort of hang up that it's going to be. But it's going to be at 8 o'clock on the East Coast and 5 o'clock on the West Coast. So we'll see about what we can do to accommodate your Sunday dinner if need be. But the program is going to meet on Sundays. It's going to be a 12-week program, and it's going to really go through the you know, not only what anger is, but the implications of anger, right? The consequences of anger. And it's going to talk about not only how to understand the anger, but also I'm going to give you some great, you know, tips and techniques to handle anger in the moment, right? When it's before it becomes this ragey thing that's you know, completely hijacking our day and completely creating, you know, consequences and difficulty in our lives, right? So tips and techniques to you know, to kind of stay in front of it, right? If you will, okay? So that's going to be the course, right? And it's going to, again, a 12-week course. I'm going to give you a lot of tools in 12 weeks, and a lot of support, right? And that's really the goal here, right? To get you to the point where, you know, what the program is going to be is about, it's going to be about transforming anger into something more useful. Okay. And I have lots of tools and lots of support and lots of inspiration and lots of motivation and lots of accountability that I'm going to help you do that over a 12-week period. Okay. But before that, okay, I'm going to do a webinar, right? So if the course starts in 3 weeks, the webinar is going to be in 2 weeks, okay? Just giving myself a little time to generate get some people into the webinar. But you might want to check it out, okay? It's, you know, there's plenty of room. I mean, there's no limit on the amount of people. I think there's like 100 seat limit or something like that. So, I mean, if I get to 100 people, then we'll worry about that when we get there, you know? But for now, just want to maybe pencil into your calendar and tell people about it, right? So not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday is likely when we'll have the webinar happen. The webinar will be like an hour long meeting, going to give you a couple of practices that you can, you know, grounding practices and ways in which, you know, things that will help to address the anger, but really just to talk more about what the course is going to be about, you know, but the webinar alone is going to have plenty of value in it. So it's definitely worth the hour or so of your time. Okay. And we'll do that on Sunday night as well, just so we can kind of keep the same timing. So I'm going to be posting a lot more about that. I'm going to be sending out some emails specifically about this. I'm going to be talking about it over the next couple of weeks in these videos. So I hope, you know, any of you who are not interested in this content, please just be patient with me. After a couple of weeks goes by, I'll get back into more of the sort of regular content. But for the next couple of weeks, it's really going to be talking a lot about the anger, okay? So if you have any questions about it at all, you know, you can, I'll put the link in the comments as I always do. And then soon I'm going to have a link in the comments to register for the webinar, but I'm not quite ready for that just yet. Give me a couple of days for that. First and foremost, let me tell you this story, okay? And, you know, again, anger has this quality to it, right? That is, you know, it needs an object, right? It needs something that we're aiming our anger at, right? Because that's how anger feels, right? It's this thing that feels that if I express enough anger, if I feel enough anger, that somehow something out there is going to change. Right. Somehow like bending the spoon. Right. like I'm going to somehow be able to, you know, affect some physical difference in the world around me through this anger that I'm feeling. Right. And so a lot of times when we're feeling that anger, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it becomes about more than just whatever the original thing was that got us angry, if that makes sense, right? And you know, so we take this original thing that got us angry, that triggered our anger, and we project that out into something, again, that's usually something completely disconnected, right? And so what I mean by that is that, you know, as the anger brews in our body, right, it needs an outlet. Right, like that's what anger is for. It's there to motivate you, right? It's there to motivate you towards something that is going to keep, you know, or rather, anger is motivating you away from something that you perceive as a threat, right? But it's doing it in a confrontational way. But the tricky thing about anger is it's actually there to eliminate confrontation, right? If you think about it, right? If I'm going to bare my teeth to you and put on an angry face and raise my voice, right? The idea is to get you to back down so that we're not going to have some kind of confrontation, right? That's how anger is supposed to be used. But very rarely does it get used like that. Instead, it becomes just this sort of way of operating, right? There's this sort of status of our bodies. And that's when it gets very, very dangerous, right? So let me tell you this story. So in my life, you know, I've lived in apartments my whole life. And, you know, certainly in my, you know, early 20s, I was a broke kid in New York City and, you know, trying to, you know, just looking for any advantage financially that we could get, you know, to get the things we need and to not pay a lot of money for those things we need. And so IKEA was always a very, very, you know, common thing for me. It was always I got a lot of my furniture from IKEA, right? IKEA and futons, right? Like that's what it was all about, right? And IKEA, for what it is, it's great. You know, it's great stuff. I mean, it's cheap, but it's cheap. You know, it's cheaply made, but it's cheap to buy, right? So you don't feel like you're buying something that's supposed to last forever. You know, even though I do have some things from IKEA that have lasted for, I mean, I've got things that are in my house that are 30 years old that are from IKEA. So it's not to say that it's flimsy necessarily, right? But it's certainly, it's you know, it's furniture for the masses, right? Like that's what we know, right? And it's like you're paying the cheap price because it's the self-service thing, right? It's not, you know, it's not like pulling, you know, it's not a big truck pulling up in front of your house and two guys lifting couches up to your apartment, right? That's expensive, right? So the whole idea of IKEA is to make it cheaper so that you just get this little box, and in this little box there's a whole, you know, bookcase. And so but you got to put it together yourself, right? And now, I've always considered myself, you know, somewhat handy, right? I mean, I'm not going to build a house, you know, but I have put up a wall before inside an apartment. I can do some basic plumbing stuff. I can do some very basic electrical stuff. Electricity just scares me, though. I'm not familiar enough with it, so I try to stay away from electricity because I don't want to zap myself. But I know how to turn off the circuit breaker and, you know, like, you know, replace a switch or an outlet or something like that. It's very, really not hard. And I do some work on my cars and my motorcycles in the past and my bicycle, and you know, I've changed my own brakes, I changed my own oil, I, you know, do all that kind of stuff, you know. So I consider myself relatively handy, right? But and I'm not the only person who says this, right? That when you get to IKEA that will make the most handy of us feel like we're all thumbs, right? It just, it's so frustrating, right? It's so frustrating to not have any words in any of the instructions, have no words. It's all just pictures, and it's, you know, it's these pictures of these weird screws, and they're all, you know, you have like four different types of screws, and you can barely tell each other apart, and it just gets to be, you know, and when you're putting these things together, there's just such this weird, like the pre-drilled holes and those little round things that, like, you know, so you put the little screw in so that it goes into a pre-drilled hole, and then you put this other thing in there that then you twist and it like locks the two things together. It's impossible to even describe it. That's how like crazy it can be, right? And of course it's brilliant. You know, there's a brilliance to it. There's a true genius to how this stuff is designed and how it's all sort of manufactured and delivered. And I mean, there's a true brilliance to it, right? And it's something that is inspiring in a way, right? But at the same time, you know, again, it can be so frustrating. And I remember, now I say that I have things from IKEA in my house that have been here for 30 years, but let me be very, very clear about something, okay? The pieces that I have that are currently still intact, most of those I did not put together myself, right? The things that I put together myself, quite frankly, a lot of them were broken. You know, I would get so frustrated that I would smash a piece. You know, I would like just bang it with a hammer, and now it's broken. Now I got to throw the whole thing away. And now we're going to go to Macy's and buy a couch, you know, like that kind of thing. You know, I used to get so frustrated that I would be, and here's the thing about anger, right? Remember, it's like you have to have someone to blame for what's going on, right? Like that's, you need, and that's what I mean about the object of the anger. Right. And so I would get angry at Sweden, you know, like that's how I'd feel, like everyone who was born in Sweden, you know, should be put in jail, you know, because these people created this IKEA thing that I just can't handle. Right. I cannot handle it. Right. And so. You know, the frustration that comes from that, though, and again, the thing about anger that's really important to understand, right? And this is really important to understand about anger. And this is one of the things that we're going to cover very deeply in the course and even in the webinar that I'm going to do, because this is a crucial, crucial understanding about how anger works, right? That anger is not the first emotion. Right? Like when I got to the point where I was cursing people from Sweden because of the way IKEA furniture was put together, right? It didn't start there, right? It didn't start with my hatred for or anger towards, you know, people of this country, right? That's not where it starts, right? Where it starts is the frustration that there's no words in the instructions, right? Or the fact that, you know, there's this weird way of putting things in, right? That's just like, it's, you know, like you start thinking like there's got to be a different way. There's got to be a better way to do this, right? Is what you're thinking, right? And so what that is it's a level of frustration, really, right? It's just, you know, it's feeling frustration. But again, where does that frustration come from, right? So we can say, okay, we started out or we ended up in anger, right? And Art smashed one of the sides of the bookcase with a hammer, so the thing's not going to work anymore anyway. So, you know, so Art's anger, right, that was the end point, right? The end point was Art smashing the thing because he's so angry and throwing the whole thing down in the garbage, right? And just walking away from it, going to the bar, you know, like that. That's Art's final sort of destination in this whole thing, right? And so we can backtrack it, right? We can say, okay, so what caused Art to do that, right? And what caused Art to do that was obviously anger, right? And so, okay, what caused Art's anger? Well, the frustration caused Art's anger. Okay, well, what caused Art's frustration, right? And so the natural answer that we come up with to that question, what caused Art's frustration, the natural answer we come up with is the instructions that have no words in it, or these little cockamamie screws that don't seem to be very logical, right? You know, right? So that's the sort of, you know, that's where our mind goes to say art's frustrated because there's no words in the instructions, right? Or because there's these weird things that don't seem to make sense, right? Like that's the frustration that art has. But that's not it, right? That's what it feels like, right? But the reality is that, the lack of words in the instructions is not frustrating in and of itself, right? It is not, right? Because quite frankly, and I'll tell you, I mean, I just put something together for my daughter's room and I did so without a single curse and not a single, there was no point at which I got frustrated at all. And it's not like IKEA suddenly started writing instructions in their instruction manual there, so that, you know, the way that I've been asking them to do for the last 20 years, that didn't happen either, right? So it's easy to say that the reason art is frustrated is because there's no darn words in this stupid book, right? But that's not it, right? Because first of all, there's millions of people who put together IKEA furniture without any words. It's not like everybody else has words and art doesn't, right? So what is truly frustrating art, right? What is the thing that's causing art this emotion of frustration, which is going to lead to the emotion of anger, right? With a couple of stops in between. But what is it, right? I'm going to tell you very simply. The thing that makes art frustrated and that ultimately leads to art being angry and smashing the side of the furniture with his hammer, the thing that's causing all this is the inability or unwillingness to accept what is happening. Now, this is something I talk about a lot in this podcast and in the YouTube channel, and I also talk about it with everyone who will listen to me, okay? It's a common theme for me because here's what happens, right? When we can just, you know, so let me just tell the story about last week, right? So I bought this thing. So I took my daughter to IKEA, right? Now, of course, it matters that it's my daughter, right? Because I'm her dad. And that's my job, right? I'm here to help her with the things that she can't do yet, right? She's 12 years old. So there's only so much she can do in the world. I'm here to facilitate her experience in the world as she learns to do it. And that's my job, right? And so we went to IKEA. And we picked out a couple of different things, and they actually had one in stock, so I guess that was a blessing that day, right? So the one thing that they had in stock, we bought that. We also bought some, like, Cinnabons and, you know, like, kind of, you know, had a nice time, walked around the whole place, a great time, you know, fun daddy-daughter stuff, right? So we get the thing home, right? And so now here's the thing, right? Now in the past, you know, it would be me and a girlfriend or my current wife or a roommate, and it'd be like, you know, like, oh, this, you know, just even going into it, it'd be like, gosh, I really don't want to deal with this IKEA stuff. This is going to suck. It's going to be so hard. You know, there's not going to be any words in the instructions. It's going to be so frustrating. It's going to feel like, you know, I'm going to want to do this step, but it's going to tell me to do this other step, and it's not going to make sense, so I'm going to ignore it. And then I'm going to realize, oh, that's why I had to do that step. I'm going to undo it. And to the point where I'm going to break the thing, right? Like that's, you know, that's the thought process, right? But that starts, like the hammer breaking the thing starts before you even open the package, right? Because you're, you know, before you even open the package, you're psyching yourself up for the anger and for the frustration that leads to the anger, right? So now, right, last week, I'm sitting here and I got this box in front of me, right? And I have a daughter standing there watching me, right? And I got to put this thing together, right? It's for her bedroom. I don't have a choice, right? Now, I could have punted it and said, okay, wait till mommy gets home. But she gets home really late and so it probably wouldn't get done tonight. It'd probably get done tomorrow, if that. And all the time, my daughter is going to be bummed. So that's not the right thing to do, right? So the right thing to do was to step up and put the thing together. And put it together, I did, right? And as I told you, I did no cursing, no slamming, no, never lost my cool even for a second. Not even a second, Like, literally, it was, I almost, like, a couple of times I stopped and said, who is this person putting this thing together? Because he's never done this before, right? Talking about myself, right? And so what's the difference, right? The difference is that when I went into it now, right? Well, of course, there's a big difference in the work I've done to myself, for myself, you know? So over the course of the years of really working on this, I handle many things in my life without anger, you know? And that's what this course is all about, right? I'm teaching you how to do this too, right? But essentially, right, even on a more basic level than the mechanisms and the techniques that I can teach you to manage the emotions in your body, to regulate those emotions. As I told you yesterday, it's the most important thing anybody can do is to regulate their emotions, right? And so, but before you even get to that, right, one of the greatest sort of, one of the ways in which you can give yourself a fighting chance to get to that point, right, is by just approaching it with presence, acceptance, compassion, curiosity. Okay, now let me tell you how exactly that works. So first of all is presence, right? Knowing that this could take me 2 hours to put together, right? And so I'm not thinking about everything I have to do this afternoon, you know, while I'm doing this. I'm not thinking about dinner. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about client calls. I'm not thinking about all that stuff. I have 2 hours now that I've blocked out to put this thing together. It shouldn't take more than an hour, but I gave myself an extra hour, right? And now, you know, so now there's no hurry, right? There's literally, I am here doing this and this is what I'm doing. I have nothing else to worry about until this is done, right? That's key, okay? Acceptance, right? Which is equally as key, maybe even more, right? Is knowing that even before I open this box, right? Even as I'm standing there with a knife in my hand, ready to cut the tape and open the box, I know that it's going to be an S show, right? A crap show in there, right? I know that there's going to be this big bag of all kinds of screws and cockamamie things that I don't understand. There's going to be all these different panels that are going to be really hard to see what's what. I'm going to have to, you know, because there's no labels on anything. I'm just going to have to look at the pictures and piece it all together, right? But I know that's the case, right? And I can accept the fact that this is going to be really hard. This is going to suck a little bit, right? Now I can have compassion, right? I can have compassion for myself and knowing that this is going to be really difficult and it's going to require a lot of my patience, right? And it may even hurt at times, right? It's going to be difficult and it's going to be, you know, I'm going to suffer through this a little bit, right? But knowing that I'm going to suffer through it, I can also connect to everyone else who has ever put together this stuff, and it's hard for everyone. Right, it's a joke. I mean, it's a meme of our society of how ridiculous this IKEA stuff is. So it's not just me, you know, it's everyone. Remember non-identification, right? And then I can just be kind to myself, right? I can talk to myself while I'm doing this, saying, you know what, dude, you're doing the best you can. You gotta do this for your daughter. Be chill, keep calm. It's okay. You know, we're here. We're all just being patient with this, right? And then curiosity, right? Curiosity is what takes it from being, gosh, these stupid Sweden people, how could they figure something like this out? Like, why do they do this to us, right? You know, that's not curious. Curious is how fascinating that someone would design something like this. It's brilliant. It really is brilliant, right? That they can fit this whole thing in this little box. And they've done such a great job of facilitating this thing. Yes, it's hard. That's the payoff. That's the give back, right? That's the balance point. Is that even, you know, in order to get this mass produced thing that we can all put together ourselves, the only way to do that is with all these weird screws and with the instructions that have no words to it, right? And so if I can approach that with curiosity, as well as presence, acceptance, and compassion, well, now there's nothing to get frustrated about, right? You only get frustrated when your expectations, when the reality does not align with your expectations, right? That's where you get frustrated, right? But if we can let go of the expectations and accept that what we're going to find is going to be frustrating, well, then we don't get as frustrated by it. And so it's when we can address our anger at that level, right? That's what allows for the big stuff to change, right? And you know, something that my coach and I were just talking about, is there's a lot of people don't even realize that they experience the kind of anger because you don't see it from where you are, right? Like all you see is the effects of the anger, right? You see the broken relationships, you see the trouble at work, you see the dinged up fender on your car because you were driving angry and you hit a post or whatever, you know, I can't tell you how many times that happened to me, right? So it's about addressing it, you know, again, so what you see, sorry, I got digressed there, got distracted, pardon me. the person who's angry does not necessarily know that they're angry. Again, they just see the consequences of their anger. And so what I can help you do is to backtrack, just like I did with the IKEA, right? So we can take, okay, the dinged up fender. Let's go back from there. Why did the dinged up fender happen? Well, it happened because I slammed on the gas because I wasn't, you know, I didn't have enough room. Okay, so why did you slam on the gas? I slammed on the gas because I effing, you know, that effing person did this effing thing and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so what does that feel like to you? And then we identify, okay, that's the anger. Right. And now let's keep going. OK, what made you angry? What was it? What was it? If we keep digging, we keep digging, we keep digging, we keep digging, we get to that point where you're standing there looking at a box from IKEA, ready to open it and get into this thing. Right. There's always that moment. Right. And when we can drill down and identify that moment, and we can change what we do in that moment, and that affects everything else down the line. Right. But the thing is that moment is really easy to address. Right. When we're just looking at a box, right, before we get all the high blood pressure and the racing heart and the sweat and the you know, rage that's happening in our, that's hard to deal with. Right. When you get to that point, it's hard. Nobody can deal with that very easily. But when we can address that one little moment, way before that, then it's easy. And that's what I can help you to do. So if you'd like information on the course or on the webinar that's coming up, again, I'm going to start posting things in there. I'll soon have links that'll send you to a landing page and all that stuff. Give me a couple days to get that together. But for now, if you just want to talk about it, you can either send me an email, art@artburnscoaching.com, or use the link in the description to book a free call with me and we can talk about the anger program. And whether it's for you or one of your loved ones, I'd be more than happy to spend 45 minutes talking to you about it, give you some techniques that you can use, even if you're the loved one of an anger person. Or if you're struggling with it yourself, I can give you some techniques right on that call. All right. And I can also tell you about the webinar and the course. All right. So I got you covered. I really do. Have a great day, everybody. I wish you well. I hope you found this helpful. And please ask whatever questions you have because this is important stuff. All right, everybody. Thanks again. Take care.